About ready. I would like to introduce a gentleman who's been doing a lot of great work in Southern California for quite a while. From Pasadena, California, home of Wine and Song at the Blue Guitar, let me introduce Brad Kolarik.
Hey, everybody. I'm so delighted to be here at Far West, another Far West. It's going to be a great weekend. And we just celebrated our 10-year Wine and Song anniversary of last week. About 500 shows or so, a weekly series. And I can't believe I signed on for 8 weeks, and it got away from me. And now we hit the 10-year mark. And it's just been a delight. But it all started in a living room in Highland Park, Lauren Hart's living room. Lauren is here, I think, this weekend. And I got invited to be in a songwriter group with Lauren and this guy over here, Chauncey Bowers, who I was just blown away with his songwriting. And I immediately started thinking there are other people who would enjoy being a fly on the wall here at these gatherings, these songwriter gatherings, some great writers. And so I looked for a venue, and that's where it all began. We started at a wine bar, which is why it became the Wine and Song series. And I'm so delighted to now get to present my good friend and one of the most brilliant songwriters I've ever encountered, Chauncey Bowers, along with Lisa Turner.
When I was in the circus, I was shot from a cannon. I wore a little helmet, so I was okay. The lady on the trapeze, she was an urge without mercy. She was married to the strong man, so I just stayed away. I wore a little helmet. We should all wear a helmet. Too many dogs chewing on the same bone. There are clowns in the rafter, so little hereafter. The circus leaves town and we're on our own. Tony was a grifter. He would take your money. You would swear the game was fair, but Tony had a pair of hands you could not see. And Wendy was a bender. She was the strong man's sister. She could bend over backwards, put her face next to her knee. That's an urge without mercy. Tony should have known better, but he bet his future with a roll of the dice. He should have worn a helmet. We should all wear helmets. Keep your urge to yourself, was Wendy's advice. We're still looking for Tony. We've been looking like a year, and we all pretend just around the bend, Tony might appear. 'Cause what do we really know? What did we really see? Was that really even Tony? Caught like a kite in a tree. What if I had made the climb? Climb that tree so high. But I have found a squirrel's nest. Could have been a squirrel. Or maybe Tony. Not at his best. God, I love the circus. Where Jake runs the big steel. Eight arms of whirl and twirl and hurl, and the girls that get the big squeal. Now Jake, steal Jake, He's a hard man. He's got that face like a deadpan. And Jake was Tony's friend, so you can depend on Steel Jake having a plan. Now, I was shot from a cannon, but if you're shot by a cannon, your helmet won't help. You make a little yelp, and you're done. I learned it from the strong man. He never saw it coming. But that's the nature of a well-planned con. It's a dangerous world, and accidents will happen. Strong men fall, and the show goes on. God, I love the circus. Always wear your helmet. It won't always matter. Oh, thank you. Another night comes round, and a sliver in the sky says the moon is rising new. Hallelujah. And the twilight brings a breeze, and the breeze is dry and cool. And it brings me to my knees. Hallelujah. I know that I sometimes forget the tune. I have these dreams and I always wake up too soon. This porch and the swing really meant for two. I have nothing much to sing. So hallelujah. And you've been gone a while, but I know what to do. Let the breeze bring your smile. Hallelujah. I don't know, but I believe. That when we go, we don't simply leave. There's a hole in this house, there's a hole in this heart, there's a hole in every place you've been a part. All I know now are things I can't see, like a phantom limb, like a moonlight breeze. A smile on the wind, and I believe it's from you. That's a faith I can't defend. Hallelujah. A faith I hold to the end. Another night comes round, and a sliver in the sky says the moon is rising new. Well, this song about that special bond between brothers, you know. I grew up in the Deep South, Mississippi and Georgia, so this is brothers, Southern stuff. We're just brothers getting in each other's way. Like pawns in a game we never learned how to play. You've been away in prison for assault 10 years and you think it's my fault. I'm just sorry it had to be that way. I shot you for smoking in my car. Then you shot me, I don't see a crime so far. But the police, they always see the worst. I might have got confused about who shot first. I'm just sorry it had to be that way. I assumed you'd get probation. Nobody explained that process to me. I didn't know you'd be gone so long. The law is so peculiar. I can understand the way I played my hand to the untrained eye.
To the untrained eye.
I was wrong to lie.
You were wrong to lie.
But now you're here, we're standing face to face. I'm thinking live, let live, and how'd you find my place? I can see you're pretty upset. I can see you haven't killed me yet. I just have a final thing to say. You should be thinking about our mother. She's in heaven now, but she's sad as she could be. She's counting on you, brother. She's given up on me. 'Cause there's nobody there she knows. She's been looking all around. You are her final prayer to finally get some family there. 'Cause you know daddy went to hell. Uncle Joe went to hell. And unfortunately, we both know our sisters there as well. So stop thinking about just yourself. Don't make mama cry. I see a little tear running down your face. I'll just go in the other room right now and I'll fetch you a tissue. No, you just stay right here. I'll be right back.
You're coming right
yeah,
back.
So it can be disorienting to wake up, you know, in a room in which you don't remember falling asleep. There's a whole range of disorientation that can go with that, depending on the room, you know. So I like to write about things everyone has experienced. This would be less awkward if I knew your name. Forgiveness is hard to offer till you know who to blame. I thought I'd feel completely different, but I'm mostly the same. This would be less awkward if I knew your name. There's a man on the floor, he's lying very still. The little plastic badge on his shirt says his name is Bill. That's right, it could have happened right here. So let's blame Bill for whatever happened here. If you just untie my hands, we've got time to grab a beer. Let's blame Bill. He's looking pretty dead. And I'm sure you have a story why this thong is on my head. I'd like to get to know you better. You seem very sweet. But first we've got to get these ropes off my hands and my feet. So concentrate. Focus. Yes. There are knots in these ropes. Concentrate. Focus. I'm in a room with a psycho girl with ADD. If you weren't here, I'd swear it could happen just to me. What are the odds of a psycho girl with ADD? Look, a squirrel standing between you and feeling free. I blame Bill. I don't think he'll mind. His face is getting tight with the rigor of time. I blame Bill. I know it's impolite. But aside from being dead, I think he's feeling all right. Let's blame Bill. Let's blame Bill. Thank you all. Thank you very much. And thank you, Brad Kowick, for letting me be up here in Far West. It's just a lovely, lovely place. Thank you very
John
much.
John Z has CDs, and he'd love to play house concerts if anybody's booking house concerts. Thank you.
You can see why she's here. I don't have to explain that, do I?
Thank you.
All right.